Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Yeah. And yesterday, I also remember telling you that the foundation is the most expensive part of the building. The most expensive, look, the most expensive part of the building is not the roofing. By the grace of God, I have built a house. So I see you building your own house in Jesus' name. Choristers, I see you building your own homes in Jesus' name. Yeah. You will never rent again. You will rent again. And also, listen, also, the ugliest part of the building is the foundation. You see, because nobody sees the foundation. Yeah. That is why the part of your body that is not seen is the most important part. Yes. When they cut your hand, you can leave, true or false. If they amputate your leg, you can live, true or false. But if they remove your heart, you cannot live. Yes, that is why, sisters, let me tell you, the most important part of your body is not your breast, it's your brain. So develop your brain. Don't develop your breast. No for no wahepeno. And now udi ikuto asraso. Your foundation is weak. When you do that, your foundation is very, very weak. This morning, I'm starting the first session and I'm preaching to you about types of foundations. There are different types of foundations. If the way there are types of soil, we have, what are the type of soil? Loamy soil. Hey, you put, They've deceived you. There are different types of foundation. Number one, the first foundation you want to look at is called an everlasting foundation. See, everlasting foundation. Say everlasting foundation. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 25. Is our screen working? Proverbs 10 and verse 5. Proverbs 10 and verse 25. Everlasting foundation. A foundation that is everlasting. Proverbs, not Genesis. All right. Proverbs. Did you come with Bibles? Yeah. Yesterday I told you that if you are a Christian and you don't have a Bible in the, you are not serious. Yeah. Anybody doesn't have a Bible, the person is not serious. Okay, if we are not finding Proverbs, I'll read it. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 25. Bible says that as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked. So is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Everybody say the righteous is an everlasting, say it, foundation. You must aim to, wait, I'm not saying this after. I'm just preaching in Yinawobeka. Your aim must be that the foundation you are building should be a foundation that is everlasting. Baristas, make sure that whatever foundation you are building in Christianity should be a foundation that will last you your entire lifetime. Are you still here? If you have the mind to build a foundation that will not be everlasting, then don't build it. What's the English word? A boo-boo. That's collapse. Yeah. Yes. Then another building too has collapsed. The building will collapse because the foundation is very weak. And let me tell you, when you grow up and you are building your homes, the day the foundation, go there. Don't give them the mason. Otherwise, he will build your foundation without iron rods and without cement. He will use 2 bags of cement instead of 10 bags of cement.
Yeah.
An everlasting foundation. A foundation that is everlasting. When we say something is everlasting, what does it mean? It lasts forever. It lasts longer. It's everlasting. Everlasting. It's an English word. Everlasting. May you live in Jesus' name. May you never fall off.
Yeah.
You see, because today you are singing in the choir, we are clapping for you. But maybe in 10 years to come, you may not sing in the choir again. Yes. Today, you have come to sit down here. You say you have come for favorite child conference. It's true. But 10 years later, you'll be going for pool party. It's because an everlasting foundation. I pray for you that your foundation will last. I say your foundation will last.
Amen.
One of the prayers you should pray. Sit up. And then, I come the moon. Offer this way. Yeah. One of the prayers you should pray for yourself constantly is that, Lord, let my foundation remain. May I have? He said that the righteous person is an everlasting foundation. Look, we all know that every mobile phone can make a call, but you cannot compare iPhone 13 to YAM. You can't do that. If somebody wants to sell an iPhone to you and a person says, bring 200 CDs, sister, don't buy, it's not true, don't buy. Yeah, and you can see that the picture quality, even yesterday when they were doing yesterday during the choreography or something like that, people came here taking videos. You can see that the picture quality of iPhone is far, far, far better than that of YAM. Yeah. If you decide that you are going to be a China phone Christian, you will not last. Yeah, you will not last. But I pray that you will last. Number two, the second foundation is called a sure foundation. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Sure. Foundation that is sure. Sure banker. Everybody say sure banker. Yeah, sure. Sure banker. A foundation that is what? Sure. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. When we say a foundation sure, it means it is a confident foundation. That's why somebody asks you, are you sure? Are you sure that the president is your father? Because people tell lies. He went to tell the girl that the sea is for the father. So that, are you sure the sea is for your father?
Yes.
So the airport is for our houseboy.
Yes.
Hey. Airport, Ghana airport is for your houseboy. So then someone will ask you, are you sure? Oh, I attend the same school with the president's son. Hey. So somebody will ask you, are you sure? Is your foundation sure? He says what? A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. A sure foundation. Listen, you must be sure of your foundation. You must be confident about the foundation you are building. And by the grace of God, you are in a good church. You are in a good church. And you are in safe hands. You see, I've moved to been in different churches before because of the work I do.
See.
And I've seen that, I should use this one. Thank you. Because, And I've seen that, look, not every church is a church. Some churches are entertainment centers. You see, those of you who go to church, they don't teach you anything and they share toffee for you. A big boy like you, you go to church because of toffee. And chocolate. All that they teach you is Father Abraham has many sons has Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let us praise. What will Father Abraham do? How will Father Abraham's song, okay, change your mind about watching pornography? Yeah. But you see, some of you sitting down here, you have boyfriends. No, it's not like we don't know. You have boyfriend. Some of you cry, your class teacher is your boyfriend. I should go home. I should preach. Yeah. Last week, the teacher touched your buttock and said, ah, sir. The teacher has left his bag that only you bring the bag to his house. So, don't make me look stupid here that I don't know what is happening. I know. Yeah. Some of you are not even dating the teacher. You are dating the headmaster. Your level is not here at all. So you don't respect all the teachers. You don't respect the canteen madam. You don't respect the social studies teacher. You don't respect anybody. Only the headmaster, because the owner of the school is your boyfriend. Oh. What else is your problem? Yeah. So yes, if you are dating the headmaster, it means the school is for you. Or the school natural. but wait. If you have a sure foundation, a foundation you are confident that I am building on this foundation, and this foundation will not collapse. A foundation that will not collapse. A foundation built on the word of God. You will not engage in such things. Some of you, your parents think that you are angels. Yeah, but your mother doesn't know what you do. She doesn't know. Yeah. Your mother doesn't know. She sees you as a good girl. And you, some of the boys, super bet and wow. I should preach. I'm preaching. That's why I've come here. I've come to do conference. I'm preaching. Yeah. May your foundation be sure in Jesus' name. May you build on the confident foundation. It's called fallen foundation. a falling foundation. Don't aim for this foundation. This is a very bad foundation. Jeremiah fenced her round about. She had given her hand. Her foundations are falling. Her foundations are falling. We cannot guarantee that the building will be a strong building. A young girl, you have started early already. A young girl, the things you are doing now, okay, the life you are living, you are building your, you and six other girls in the class, you have formed a group and you don't respect anybody. Even last month, we kept to insult the teacher. There are spaces here. Come and arrange. Let them come and sit down here. It's conference we are doing. This is the real conference. Eh? The one your parents tell you they are going to do conference is a lie. This is a conference. Hey, nice one. Nice one. Yeah. When your foundations are falling, look at me. You came for a conference, so let the conference win. When your foundations are falling, when there are cracks in your foundation, your building will not last. Your building will not remain. Boga, go and sit here. Hey, Chama, send a washer suit. I don't know about where they know. Here all can come. This camera is not working. They should bring it here. Let them all here. Hey. Yeah, yeah, bought them na yeah man colano. So if you want your parents to see me, they'll be wondering whether I'm correct or I'm not correct. But I'm correct, pa. Yes. I feel the penny for no. Are you here? Okay. Teacher Alfred, next year you have to look for a bigger hall. We'll open this place. Okay. Amen. Are you still here? Oh, are you still here? Yeah, because more people are coming, so Chairman, sit down. Man. Do not build a foundation. So those who are coming should start from the back. Do not build a foundation that is going to fall. Are falling. His foundations are falling. The temelios you are building is falling. It's falling. And you are building on it. You are building on it. You have started your foundation with stealing. You are stealing. You cannot keep yourself from stealing. You are weakening the foundation. Some of you here, you are pathological liars. Okay. Something you don't even know anything about, you say you know. The only thing you say that we can believe you is good morning. Because that one you can't tell lies. So everything you say is a lie. Everything you say is a lie. They should hold on with this chest. Let's throw here first. They should hold on with this chest. We should hold on. There are more spaces here. So, even if you, those chairs should come this way. But wait, let us, they should come here. Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah. The next one. A good foundation. Everybody say a good foundation.
A good foundation.
Okay. We try to pass you fast. Okay. Try to say why? A good foundation. And that one is our scripture. First Timothy 6 and verse 19. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 19. This is one of the foundations you must build, you must lay. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 19. It says, lay up in store for themselves a good foundation. Look at me. Look at me. A good foundation. A good life. Start your life by telling the truth. Start your life by being honest. Lay up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. And yesterday, mommy, well, you want to sit here? Okay, clap for her and ask you to sit down here. Life is not straightforward. Yes. Some of you say that, oh, when I complete JSS, after primary, I go to JSS. When I finish JSS, I go to university. When I finish university, then I'll get a job. Then when I get a job, then I'll marry. Then when I marry, my husband and I will go to the beach. Then we'll drink coconut juice and cream crackers. And then our children... Even to get admission to the university, you see that it's not straightforward. When you complete the university, you discover that it is not even easy to get a job. After getting a job, you will know that it is not even easy to get a girl to marry you. After marriage, you will see that it is not even easy to give birth. And I made the miwari we are now my pay V8 kakrabi na matri V8 is your father driving V8? And who coin? Who the V8 no coin? Your father, he doesn't even have wibaro. And now Uti Hana Ubetri V8. Your father doesn't have car tie. That they may lay hold on eternal life. May your foundation be good. You see, sometimes when your parents say, go to school, you think that you are doing your parents. School is not good. And look, if school is not good, it's better than illiteracy. School is good. I can tell you that school is good. Yes. If you go to school, your mind is developed. Yeah, you are able to do a forensic assessment of issues. When you are speaking to somebody who goes to school, the understanding is... Yeah. I see you in one of the universities in Jesus' name. And I made them person me pam adie. Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I said, go to school. Lay a good foundation. I shouldn't say these things here. So when your mother says that, come home before 8 p.m., you are angry with your possibility at my age to determine when. Hey, it's not your responsibility. As long as you are under your father's roof and they buy food for you to eat, you must obey every instruction. Yeah. Look, your mother, she knows what is good for you. Yes. When your mother say come home before 8 p.m., look, a lot of bad things are done after 8 p.m. A lot of bad things are, they've catched the person. Oh, it's after 8 p.m. That's why there's a drink called alcoholic drink called 8 p.m. Hey. 8 p.m. dear. Every bad thing starts after 8 p.m. Yeah. Lay a good foundation. Look at how you dress. Look at how you dress. You say you are going to Saturday classes. The skirt you are wearing is like a handkerchief. When you go to school and you sit down, so like this. Like this. And you say you are doing integrated science with this type of sitting down like this. integrated science. As the teacher is teaching, the teacher is confused. And then the teacher said, hey, Benedicta, after class, see me. You tell the truth. You feel your teacher tell somebody that, he said, after class, see him. May you lay for yourselves a good foundation. I said, may you lay for yourself a good foundation. When your mother is cooking, go to the kitchen. Oh, yes. And we are reading. I'm a career woman. Hey, don't be silly. What career woman? Otherwise, you grow up not knowing how to prepare contemporary. Oh, you don't know. They can't prepare tea. Yeah. Next foundation. Quick. Number 16. So we have a good foundation, not a bad one. A good foundation. Start your life with a good thing. Stop stealing. Stop insulting. Stop the disobedience to your parents. It's a bad attitude. It's in the Old Testament. Micah 6:2. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. Ye what? Strong foundation. This is the foundation every builder needs. A foundation that is strong. Difficult to build a strong foundation. That is why people who are building story building, it takes them a lot of years. But Henkup. I know somebody. It's not like they say. He and his wife and two children, girls, are staying. There is no iron rod in the building. Yeah. But that man, as I'm standing here, I'm praying for him. Yeah. Oh, I'm seriously praying for him. May your foundation be strong on the word of God. Hey, listen. I'm not preaching well or something. Because the way the choir says are quiet on me, it's like I should preach. The people here, if you know the scriptures, many of you here, you don't know the scriptures, but you know Sir Akodia songs. Oh, let me go there small. You know Efia Odo songs. You are a strong Shatawale fan. Stone boy. Kwame Eugene, you breathe in Kwame Eugene and breathe out Kwame Eugene. Rockstar in the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strong foundation. Strong what? Temelios. Look, this theme is very important. Listen, when you are strong, you cannot be easily defeated. Can you imagine if I were a China phone Christian? How would I have survived? Yeah. You see, because in life, there are so much respect, disregard, and dishonor to God. Are you sure if the assemblyman is here, you can eat like that? It's not done. Don't eat when I'm preaching. Or here you eat. But so why is that I'm preaching then? Because if you are chewing biscuit now and I don't say anything, next week when we come, you bring banku and okra stew. Then somebody too has brought kenke and chofi. I can't talk. So sister, please don't even water. Cry, don't drink. Now me, I'm preaching. I'm not drinking water. And now we tell no. Just say I don't care. A strong foundation. May you have a strong foundation. May you, sisters, may you. You see, I'm on the sisters' power. You see, because the girls, you are easily deceived. Yes. Girls, when you meet a boy and the boy tells you that you look like the sun. I'll give you my heart and use car battery. Anytime I see you, I forget my mother's name. Then you see the girls. One day, when I say one day, you say one day. One day, one of these girls, she went and then the boy deceived her and whatever has happened. So I called her house. I said, what did the boy tell you? He said, do you know what she told me? She said the boy told her that the boy said he will give her the whole world. So I thought, where are we going to stay? Some of you girls here, the boys have told you that you look like the sunflower. But if you look at the pimples on your face, you will know that you are not a sunflower. We are laying a strong foundation in Jesus' name. I said we are laying a strong foundation in Jesus' name. Number six. There's a foundation called Foundation on a Rock. Luke chapter 6, verse 48. Foundation on a rock. I would love to build a foundation that will be on the rock. Is there somebody doing the scriptures for me? Luke chapter 30, directing traffic. Luke 6, 48. Are you here with me? Look, what we are doing is very important. He said, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Let me tell you, it's possible to build a house without foundation. And you have to paint them with nice colors. Yeah. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep. Everybody say deep. Say deep. And be on a rock. A rock. And what happened? When the flood arose, listen, a day is coming in your life, and the flood will arise. There is something called flood. Look, it's a serious temptation in life. It's called the flood. Another time, and then he said that, and they shed upon a rock. That is, this is how your life must be. The summation of your life should be like this. Yeah. He is like a man. This girl is like a man which built your foundation on it. I'm telling you. You look, all destiny, and there'll be nobody to pay your fees for you. It's a type of flood that will arise. As you are looking for school fees to pay your school fees, pay your hostel fee, and give you money to go and eat, only and only if you remove your pants. It's a type of flood that will arise. Everybody say vehemently. Do you know vehemently? Vehemently. Vehemently a flood. It went deep, brother. Then they busy. Hot butter. And it's hot. The butter. Oh, sister. That type of tea, when you drink, all your worries will be gone. Aircraft the same. We don't drink tea like that. It's a village at house. Look, there are things that we listen to. They even sound nicer than some of the Christian songs. Vehemently. But upon a rock in Spain, and even saliva is coming from your mouth. May the sand give me, but this temple, build a house without a. Those not deep rooted in Christ. When you look at them, a mascara. They look shrepped upon very what? Weak. May you not be weak. I'm closing. May you never be weak. I said, may you never be weak. May you be a strong Christian. Don't be weak. No, don't be weak. Ah, say, why have you touched my buttocks? Say, I don't like that. This is your last time. Is that clear? I'll tell the master right now. And I'll tell my mother, buy you detach your bottle. I say, you are to, hey! You are a weak girl. They've given you money to go and pay your fees. A boy, you have gone to super bet all the money. You are here, and you are betting on Arsenal. Arsenal, is here a team that we bet on? You have taken money to go and bet on Aston Villa. Are you serious? Ghana, Zimbabwe, and you have gone to bet. You are not serious. If you, who said Barca? Barca, since Messi left, what else have you been able to do? Barca is not a good team. Even Messi, as he has gone to PSG, we are not seeing anything. They should talk to him. But I think now that Siri has come to United, things are working. But still, as we are talking about football, you don't know. What is Chelsea? Chelsea, is he a coach? Oh, you're asking us if Chelsea is a coach. You are betting on Crystal Palace. Hey! Dekra, where are they? You're asking us whether Chelsea is a school. It's a church. I don't know if you are Chelsea supporters. Hey, Charlie. Barca. My you Asante Kotoko Phobia Zimbabwe. What time? 4 o'clock. Start time can I point. Sorry. Hallelujah. A foundation on a sand is a weak foundation. It's not a good foundation. Yeah. Weak foundation. Some of you are about to write BEC. You are seriously looking for APO. Your main aim is to get APO. I said your main aim is to get APO. Yeah. What's the first foundation? Christ says, Nami Shiramu. What's the first foundation? Everlasting foundation. May your foundation be everlasting. What's the second foundation? Sure. For this song. You know. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. What's the third one? A falling. Don't choose that foundation. A foundation that is falling. And falling. Fall. Some of you, the reason why you don't have iPhone is because God cannot trust you. If you get iPhone right now, you stop church. Oh, you stop church. Some of you, if you get 100 CD note on the floor, you stop school. Rich. 100 CDs. 100 Ghana. Why a year? What's the next one? A what? Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. A good foundation. May you build a good foundation. May you build a good foundation. Young people, may you build a good foundation. A foundation that is good. A foundation that is everlasting. A foundation that is proper. What's the next one? A what?
A strong foundation.
Strong. Not weak, strong. What's the next one? Foundation upon a rock. Sorry, learn to build a. You see, digging the rock and build for 17 years, 18 years, they are still building. And then there are some people to when they come, 3 weeks, he and the wife, they've entered the room up to here. And the man is carrying the fridge, and the woman is carrying the TV. I don't know if you have seen that in news before. Sometimes at the Brakai, they say there's flooding. They see that the person is walking in the water is here. Yeah. You don't want to dig. That's what. Hey, when I'm preaching, don't be moving. Why are you going to? You just feel like moving. We don't do that in the conference. Conference there. Oh, this is conference. What t-shirt ni bibia? What about now? What's the last foundation? A foundation upon what? A foundation upon what? A sand. May your foundation never be on the sand. In Jesus' name. Oh, my soul. Oh. Oh, sing it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Somebody should help me with this. Lean in. Sing like never before. Sing like never.
I worship your holy name.
The sun comes out. It's a new day. A foundation that is founded upon the rock. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.